T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
There's new information this morning about what may have triggered Mayor Lori Lightfoot's abrupt firing of Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson yesterday, weeks before he was set to retire. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with more.
Mayor Lightfoot did not want to provide specifics yesterday about what she'd seen in videos and what she'd learned from the inspector general that convinced her Eddie Johnson had outright lied to her and the public about the night he was found asleep in his police vehicle in October. She also said it was out of respect for Johnson's family. But the Tribune quotes sources as saying there's video of Johnson drinking for hours at a night spot called Ceres in the Chicago Board of Trade building, and that he was with a woman who was not his wife. Later, when officers came upon his vehicle, he reportedly flashed his badge and they left. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Music has returned to a Northwest Side school less than 2 weeks after it was the site of a police shootout.
Scott Barbeau is the founder of Upbeat Music and Arts in Old Irving Park.
Honestly, we're thankful and grateful for the community and the parents and the support that we're getting from the local community as well.
15-year-old Ryland Wilder continues to recover after he was shot in the school by a Des Plaines police officer who was chasing a suspect back on November 19th.
It's great to hear that, you know, he's stable and he's hopefully going home in the next week or so.
One night after hosting an open house, Barbeau says an effective form of healing returned to the school: music lessons.
As soon as we heard the first sounds of the piano or the bass or someone singing it, we all remember why we're here, and it's healing in and of itself.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
The City of Chicago and the Army Corps of Engineers are expanding efforts to protect the shoreline and harbors from high lake levels and winter storms.
The city says two recent storms brought waves in the 12-foot range and caused further damage to some already damaged areas of the lakefront. Previously announced work is underway on the north side, installing tons of riprap or loose stones to protect eroded areas. More is being used at several south side locations. Concrete barriers have been installed at vulnerable locations, and now permits are being sought for new breakwalls to protect the Jackson Park Outer Harbor where an existing breakwall failed. That work is not expected to start until spring. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox has another opponent in her bid for re-election.
Former 2nd Ward Alderman Bob Fioretti is the latest to enter the contest, joining two other Democrats and two Republicans already in the race. He previously ran for the position in 2015 and received a little over 7% of the vote then. In February, Fioretti lost his second bid at becoming mayor. Last year, he ran against Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle. Fioretti tells the Sun-Times Fox has damaged relations between her office and the police department, and that the Jussie Smollett controversy is just the tip of the iceberg. Bob Conway, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Some changes are being made in the business hours for a number of Secretary of State facilities.
Less than a year from the deadline that requires all U.S. residents to obtain a real ID if they fly domestically without a passport, the Illinois Secretary of State's office announced some driver services facilities in the Chicago area will change their hours for real ID applicants. Some locations will also offer exclusive days just for real ID applicants. The new hours take effect at multiple locations beginning December 30th. Dave Marcette, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.